Log Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I will be your host for the next 30 minutes, or until my producer kicks me off. This is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with a mover and shaker in the entertainment industry. My guest today is Danny Sheraton, lead guitarist for the Chicago-based band Circle of Fate. And rumor has it, and it's a strong rumor, that their vocalist, Michelle, is also going to be joining us. Before we introduce them to the show, let's try one of the tracks from their new album. It's called Back to Life, and this particular track is called My Religion. with great pleasure that I introduce everyone to Danny Sheraton and Michelle Caruso. I do hope I pronounced your names correctly.
Yes, that's right.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I have to say that I like this album a great deal. There are some absolutely fabulous tracks on it. Can we start with a little history? Who are Circle of Fate and what's the story behind the band?
Sure. Circle of Fate, we actually started about 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, under the name Cody M, which stood for a company of Danny and Michelle. And from there, it kind of evolved into Circle of Fate, where we recorded our first album for Circle of Fate. And from there, you know, that album has a ton of different songs on it, like more type of metal type material. But then when we as time went by, we got a new drummer, Ethan Burns, and about 2 months ago acquired a new bass player, Jeff Barker. And Jeff's a phenomenal bass player. He actually just played Summerfest with us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and it was a great show. But the Back to Life album has a lot of melodic melodies and guitar riffs and stuff, and there's a lot of feeling in the album. Just a lot of stuff that we were feeling at the time kind of all just came out in the studio, which was recorded at Pressure Point Studios downtown Chicago.
Well, one of the things I noted in the lineup is that you have two bass guitarists. That sounds slightly unusual.
I mean, actually, we have one, but in the studio we had two different bass players. There was two separate bass players that recorded the Back to Life album. One of them, halfway through the album, there was a tour that we were supposed to go on, and he wound up not being able to do it, so he kind of backed out of the situation, which opened up the door for the other guy to come in and fill in. But because we are the way we are, we wanted to give everyone credit, so on the CD, it shows both bass players. We wanted to give them both credit for doing their parts on the album.
Oh, I mean, that is a splendid thing to do. I have to look. I have to admit that, you know, I read the lineup and I'm going, that there's something wrong with this picture. you're Chicago based. Do you mainly play the Chicago area, or do you venture further afield?
Well, right now we're playing mainly the Chicago area. We just played Milwaukee Fest, which was fun. We played some areas in Wisconsin, and I think in Indiana as well. So, but you know, mainly in Chicago.
And we actually have a couple companies right now working on setting up some other stuff. We're going to start venturing out into, you know, a little bit further to make it more of a national act. And start playing some bigger venues. And like I said, we just played Summerfest in Milwaukee, which is a huge venue. They had mentioned us and had some stuff on the radio in Milwaukee for our stuff. So things are starting to pick up quite a bit now. And the song that you actually just played, My Religion, a lot of people are really, really digging that tune. And we put a lot of effort into it, and there's a lot of meaning behind it. And you know, I'll actually let Michelle explain what that song is about, because she explains it very well. You know, she is the singer, so I'll kind of let her take over right now and let her explain the song.
Well, basically, Danny and I are the main writers of Circle of Fate. So this particular song, the lyrics came about from just watching my parents, you know, listening to the news and being glued to the TV and acting as though, you know, it's like a religion, just watching it and sitting there and seeing the expressions on their faces getting more angry. And you know, just seeing that, I took some of the major events that was happening at that time and just, you know, wrote about it. And actually, it's funny because the events that were happening at the time, they keep happening. It's like it keeps repeating. If you listen to the words, you know, to this song, it's like history just keeps repeating itself. So that's where my religion came from.
Oh, and you're completely right. I mean, when I'm not doing reviews, my wife and I are journalists, and it's a very sad state of affairs. You know, what happened 400 years ago is still happening today. You know, yet,
exactly.
You know, yet we look back 400 years ago and we say, oh, that wasn't right.
Right.
You know, but every generation seems to bring on the next generation of idiocy doing the same thing.
Exactly.
Right. Yep.
Us music reviewers are never happy unless we can put a band in a convenient pigeonhole, a genre. And I'm having a real hard time putting a label on Circle of Fate. Yeah, it's rock. I can get that far. What one critic claims that you have a tinge of metal in you. Now, I don't see that in this latest album. And I'm not sure if you'd buy into my idea either. I know that you don't have a keyboardist. If you did, I would immediately slap you in the prog rock world. I mean, you have most of the elements. How do you classify yourselves?
I would say we're like rock with an edge. I mean, we're definitely nowadays metal has a lot of like the grindcore stuff and a lot of hardcore vocals and screaming and stuff, which we actually don't do a lot of that. We try to actually make us different by, you know, Michelle's background. She used to do a lot of like pop music and stuff like that. So I used to be in a lot of metal bands, but what we tried to do was combine the two elements together to kind of bring, you know, a good solid rock element, but with some poppy and catchy melodies and hooky stuff. So when we put the album together back to life, all of that stuff just kind of came into place. And Larry Sturm actually mixed the album, and he's a big name in the industry. He's worked with Disturbed and a whole bunch of big names in the industry, and he heard My Religion and said that this song basically has all of the ingredients of a hit. It's got a nice build, it's really catchy and hooky, and then the other songs on the album, you know, are surrounded to back that up a little bit better. So when it was finished, it's like, wow, actually this is pretty cool, you know. And we listened to it, so obviously we're going to be biased because it's our disc. But you know, we've heard a lot of good reviews from a lot of people in the industry, a lot of interviews that we've done, radio hosts and stuff like that, telling us that they really actually enjoy the album and that's one of their favorite songs.
Indeed, and I listen to way more CDs than should be legal. well, one of the things I notice with most CDs, and I'm talking big league players, you know, not indies, is that inevitably there are two or three songs that are really, really good. I mean, great tracks, deserve to be hit singles. And then there's some other ones that are okay, and then there's what we refer to in the business as fillers. You know, those three or four tracks that just don't cut the mustard. But
right.
You know, but you know, you got to fill up the you know, the 12 songs or whatever. I don't see that in your work. I mean, I do not spot any filler material. I mean, every track is really well done.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
We actually took a lot of time to do that on purpose, because some of the albums that we did do in the past, like our very last album before this is called Dawn of a New Era, that had more of a little bit of a metal edge to it. And some of the stuff we kind of rushed through a little bit just to get the album done. And Back to Life, we didn't want to do that. So we took a little bit longer time writing the material and putting the songs together, because we wanted someone to put the CD in and listen from beginning to end and say, wow, this is a great song, these are great songs, and this is a great disc. Because, you know, we totally believe our fans deserve that. So we wanted to make sure we expressed all of that on this album, so that when someone spends money to buy it or download, pay for a download of an MP3, they're like, wow, this is totally worth the money because of the stuff and the way that it's put together. And we totally feel like we accomplished that when we recorded it.
I think it's a genuinely wonderful, wonderful album. And it's refreshing. You know, I get a lot of stuff which is just rehashing the same old areas, you know, replowing the same fields. But you do seem to have found a fairly unique area. You have the very accomplished rock aspect, and you're right, you bring in some popular style melodies. It's uplifting stuff, not in the religious sense.
Right,
but,
right. Right.
You know, yeah. What kind of reactions are you getting from people about this new CD?
So far, it's been phenomenal. I mean, some of the stuff we've done in the past, you know, some people like it, some people don't. But this one, it's like, we really haven't heard any bad things about this album. Everyone really enjoys it. It's, you know,
it seems like everyone has a favorite song, which really touches me. Everyone will listen to it and say, you know what, this is my favorite.
Right.
And someone else will say, well, no, this one's my favorite. So it's never just one song that people like. Even so, My Religion is a great song. There's so many other songs on this CD that people like just as much.
Right.
So it's very touching.
Yeah, because there's a lot of meaning there. And the other song that a lot of people are really into is the song What If. Because, you know, the first thing she says on that song is, you can't live on what if. And there's a lot of times in life where you do things, and then you think about doing something, and you're like, well, what if I would have done it that way? Or what if I do it this way? And people, you know, that happens a lot. So, you know, Michelle was coming up with different ideas, and that song just kind of came out, and she put it all down, and we wrote it, and that turned out to be a great song, too.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You have given me the perfect segue. Why don't we listen to What If?
All right, let's do that.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay,
you
here it comes.
Come on.
incidentally, I do want to point out that I see there's a number of callers that have logged into our chat room. If you have a question for Circle of Fate, you're more than welcome to type it in there, and we'll try and get to it if time permits. So, are you guys mainly a live band or a studio band?
We actually try to be both. We want to be able to go in the studio and record our stuff so we have some quality recordings of all the material. But then at the same time, we want to get out there and play this stuff live for all of our fans so that they can check it out and see us live. And a lot of people have said that we're actually even better live than on the CD, which is a great compliment. And, you know, in looking into the future, we're going to start incorporating, you know, Ethan and Jeff, the new bass player, do a lot of writing as well. So we were going to, you know, start including, you know, some more of their ideas as well and really push this thing forward and you know, get the songs on the next album to try to be even better than Back to Life.
Right. Adding some new dimensions with the bass player and you know, Ethan kind of adding in their own little thing.
Yeah, actually, Jeff actually has written an entire opera full of music.
Yeah.
He put together an entire rock opera, which is unbelievable. I mean, he actually wrote out the instruments and everything. And at some point in the future, you know, it'd be kind of cool to sit down and actually figure it all out and do it. But, you know, right now, things have been kind of busy with the Back to Life stuff. So we're putting that on the back burner for now, but eventually want to get to that. And Ethan as well has material that he would like to do that we're going to start working on as well. But, you know, back to your question, it's a little of both. You know, we want to do the studio stuff, but as well as the live stuff, too, to get out in public so the fans can see us live.
Definitely both are fun. I mean, I love being in the studio, and I love being on stage. So, it's hard to say which one, but being on stage, I would say, is more fun because there you get to connect with your audience.
Right.
And that's the best part.
Absolutely.
Many bands that I talk to say that, you know, the audience is the adrenaline rush.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I agree.
I agree as well. I mean, there's no words to describe it when you're waiting backstage and you're getting, you know, ready to go. And
got butterflies in your stomach and all that.
Yeah, because you get excited. And then the fans, you know, when you come out, in our show live, we don't believe in putting on a dull show because people pay money to come see a show. So we like to move around and get into it and really, you know, let the crowd feel what we're feeling. And every time we do that, we get such a great reaction, and the feeling from that is, there's, like I said, there's no words to describe it.
What shows do you have coming up? Where can people go out and see you in the next couple of weeks?
The next show is going to be July 18th at Penny Road Pub in Barrington, Illinois, and that's actually going to be another fest, and we're one of the two featured bands for the evening, and the other band that we're playing with is, they used to be known as Jocelyn Weed, and now they're known as Negative One, and they're the headlining act, and we're supporting, so we're the two featured bands for the evening inside. So what they're going to do is have bands from 2 o'clock till about 8 o'clock, 8:30 outside, and then everything is going to move into the actual club inside for the final two bands, which is going to be Circle of Fate and Negative One.
Whoa.
It's a Penny Road Pub, great venue.
Sounds like a busy day.
Yeah, and then like I said, we have a couple companies right now working on trying to put some other shows together for. I mean, our ultimate goal is to get on a label and on a tour. So if there's any labels listening right now, you know, give us a call. We're willing to negotiate. But our main goal is to get our stuff out there. And, you know, a lot of times, and, you know, the way things are, you really need to...
Hello?
Yes.
Oh. I thought I'd lost you there for a moment.
Oh, no. No, we're okay. A lot of times what happens is, you know, it costs a lot of money to do that kind of stuff, so you really need the backing of a label. And, you know, we feel that we have good enough material to where once we get that backing, we can really push the stuff out there. And we're very serious about what we do. You know, we don't party too hard and all that kind of stuff. You know, you got to have fun and party, but at the same time, it's a business to us. So we have to keep the business going.
Yeah, I mean, it is a business. I mean, music's fun, but you have to pay your rent.
Exactly. That's the truth.
Right.
The internet is the indie musician's friend. Where can people find you online?
You can go to www.circleoffate.net. That's our main website. And you can also go to MySpace, MySpace/Circle of Fate Music. You can find us.
Can people sample your music online?
Yes, they can. We're actually on CD Baby. So if you go on CD Baby, they just approved the Back to Life album not too long ago, so they're in the middle of setting it all up. So I'm not sure if that's on there live yet, but you can download it if you go to our website, thecircleoffate.net, and click on Downloads. And if you click the picture of the album cover, it'll take you to Amazon, where you can download the album.
Okay.
And there you can hear samples and stuff like that as well.
I'll tell you what, we have a caller on the line, someone coming in from the 815 area code. What's your name and what's your question or comment for us?
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. What
Hi.
Would you like to ask us?
Oh, I went to high school with Michelle.
Oh, Stacy, what's your last name?
Kochinski.
Hey, how you doing, Stacy?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
I'm listening to your little interview, and I heard your song, and I just want to say it's great.
Thank you. Thanks,
Dave. I love it. I want to see you perform, and I just heard that you guys are going to be at the
Penny Road Club. Penny Road Club in Barrington.
Yeah, I don't think I have my kids that weekend, so I think I'm going to try and make it out there.
Well, all right.
Oh, cool.
Love
cool.
to see you.
So I just wanted to say good job, and you guys sound great, and I hope
all
to
right,
see you guys
man.
Soon.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
I hope you come out. I'd love to see you, buddy. I hope you come out there.
I sure will. I'll talk to you later.
And thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. It's living proof that Blogging News has now become the new classmates.com.
That's hilarious.
Who does most of the writing, or is it a collaborative effort?
Up till now, for the past, you know, a little over 10 years, Michelle and I have done a lot of the, you know, she'll come up with most of the lyrics and melodies, and then she'll come to me and say, you know, this is what I got, what do you think? And I'll come up with some guitar stuff, and then once we have that, you know, pretty much comfortable, we'll bring it to Ethan and Jeff and say, okay, this is what we have, what do you guys think, what do you, think we could add for bass and drum beats and stuff like that until we kind of smooth it all over and polish it off, and then we have a final product.
Hmm. Okay. Who are your musical influences? I have no clue if you have an iPod. I know I don't. But, you know, who do you have on your iPod?
I'll let Michelle go first on that one.
Well, right now I'm listening to a lot of Hailstorm. She's another female fronted singer. Three Doors Down, Nickelback, some old Foreigner, The Doors, Heart. Pat Benatar is my all-time favorite singer. That's what I'm pretty much listening to right now.
And I was brought up on a lot of metal, but I also get into the blues and stuff like that. But as far as bands, you know, like Journey has a ton of great songs.
Oh, yeah.
REO Speedwagon had good stuff. You know, and then it can, you know, go forward to Judas Priest, the Scorpions, Metallica, Megadeth, and then, you know, the stuff I've been getting into lately, like Michelle said, is Hailstorm. They're a fantastic band. I think they're out of New Jersey. And then, you know, there's other bands like Evanescence and stuff like that that's pretty cool, too, that I've been really digging lately.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. It's an interesting selection that you two have come out with. You know?
We could keep going.
it covers a fairly wide range of music.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I could even go into, you know, pop music.
Yeah.
You know, from being from Chicago, you know, hip hop. I mean, there's so much music to cover. You can't even. There's so many influences. It's crazy.
Right.
The music industry, in my mind, is a basic disgrace. I mean, getting airtime on the radio is virtually impossible unless you're with a mega label and already have a string of hits behind your name. What does an independent band do to get their message out?
Well, basically, luckily for us, there's shows like yours that have us on there to talk about it and play some of our material, which we appreciate to no end. And, you know, sometimes fans will call in radio stations and request our stuff, and if they do it enough, then they'll, you know, start playing it on the radio. Like here, Q101 is one of the bigger stations in Chicago that plays rock and stuff like that. So if people call into Q101 and say, you know, I really want to hear some Circle of Fate, they have our material, you know, we've sent it all to them, and our companies and representatives have sent them stuff, so they just have to request it, and if they request it enough, they'll eventually, you know, hopefully play it. But as far as, you know, trying to get our name out there, it's just continually trying to talk to shows like yours and doing live shows and getting the name out there and promoting the band. You know, the biggest compliment people can pay us is writing us, you know, send us emails, let us know how you feel about our music and what you'd like to see at shows and stuff like that, and then eventually, you know, downloading our music to support the band.
We also have a great executive producer, Dirk Belgaert, who's been helping with all the financial aspects of the band. So he's been helping us out a lot. And Gary Tannen, who's he actually mastered the CD for us. He's been helping us out. He got us the gig at Summerfest. And Milwaukee Summerfest is the world's largest musical fest. So it was an honor to play. I mean, it was just unbelievably awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'd like to thank Gary and Dirk for all their help. And right now, we're undergoing a worldwide
press release. With Glass Onion PR. And
My good friend Billy.
Yeah, Billy's very cool. And
very
we cool. actually found out that he had played drums on one of Steve Vai's albums, which is really cool. You know, that's another influence of mine in the bass players as we were coming up, so that was cool. But Dirk actually flew in from Germany to see us play Summerfest, and it was cool to get off stage and have him back there, and Gary Tannen actually was able to show up and be backstage. So coming off the stage and seeing them guys there is kind of like, you know, it's very cool, you know, to get that kind of support from people like that in the industry.
Right. And
just
to have someone who believes in you, it's such a great feeling.
Yeah.
It certainly is. I mean, you know, when you're, and don't take me wrong here, but I mean, you know, low guy on the totem pole and, you know, someone higher up the ladder looks down and says, hey, my name's, you know, let me shake your hand.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, it's a great feeling.
Our time, alas, is up. It has been a delightful 30 minutes, which seems to have spilled into somewhat longer.
We can keep going here.
Now my producer is going, okay, enough. You know, right? They have the people preparing the gallows for me out front. Get this guy off the radio.
Well, this is rock and roll. You always have to break the rules a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I unfortunately break them all the time. I do want to thank you both for joining me this afternoon. It's been just a delightful time, and I'm sure I speak for everyone at Blogger News in wishing you the very, very best with your new album and indeed anything else that you guys head out and do. So best of luck, and this is Simon Barrett thanking you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank
you, yeah. Hopefully we can do it again sometime.
Yes.
Oh, you bet. We will talk again. All right.
Great.
Bye.
Thanks so much.
All
bye-bye,
right.
Simon.
Thanks a lot.